Okay, this is our final meeting, the detailed design meeting. And again, I'll take minutes. What we have to get through in this meeting is firstly the prototype presentation from you two, so you can show us what you've been working on so diligently. Then Kat's going to present the evaluation criteria that we're going to be evaluating this against. Then I need to say a few things about finance, because we have to check that it's within the finance criteria. And then we'll be making sure that our product fits both the evaluation criteria from CAT and the financial limits. And then we will have a brief evaluation of the whole process of production and design that we've been through. So we've got 40 minutes.
And then do we get to make our own control?
Because we missed out. So it's now, I guess that was supposed to start at 15:35. So we've got until 4:15. Is that right?
Yeah,
until about 4:15. So, yeah. Go for it. Do you want?
So is it? Are we starting with that?
Yes.
So what you maybe start with, like the shape and things, and then I will explain the user interface, the things like the buttons and the screen. And things.
Okay. So. Basically, going with our trend of vegetables, and we selected the color and approximate shape of banana.
Banana is the same thing to use. It's a bit phallic.
Well, but it's just dual use, perfect. Dual use, perfect.
Oh, I can't wait to control. Oh,
does it vibrate when you press the button? Sorry.
So basically, it's the flip open thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Marika will explain you the new interface there, and it flips open on the side, so it opens like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the user interface.
Wow.
In here, and the LCD and the scroller inside. Well, everything else is probably user interface though.
And it's the whole thing's made of rubber?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Yeah,
it is, yeah.
Is it to scale, or do you think you make it a bit smaller?
It could be made a bit smaller, and of course it'll be shiny. Yeah, but one thing we actually kind of forgot while designing it, one side was supposed to be rounder, so is it the back side?
But since it's made of rubber anyway, I think
It does look like the front's like curvy, and then the whole shape's curvy, so I would say that it's...
Yeah.
Maybe
does look quite like a vegetable.
Yeah.
And it's spongy.
I was very keen on that.
So the user interface, as we discussed last time, on the cover we just have the very basic things.
Mm-hmm.
We have the channels here starting from 1, 2, 3. There would be numbers on the actual one. So it's 4 up to 4. Up to 7, up to 9, and 0.
I like that.
Yeah. And then, well, this is on off button. It's quite standard place for it, and also the color is quite often red, so it's kind of user friendly.
Yeah.
And then these ones would be for flipping the canals back, in, like the previous one and the next one.
Uh-huh.
And we would also have a little thing saying here, previous and next.
So,
where's
the volume?
The volume is scrolling.
On the side.
Just do it like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the back cover or back lid, because if you flip it open, you can still do the scrolling here.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the volume is, you just scroll, but then once you flip it open, okay, there you have the screen.
Yeah.
And you have the spinning wheel with options to choose. Can move back and forth, and then if you need to choose something on the screen, you just push the same from the middle button.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Oh, the thing we forgot was like a mute button.
And you've got some.
Yeah.
We'll have this on the screen, on the display.
So on the
or you could have it
the
so
yeah.
Wheel,
like
on the wheel if you.
On the entity, you know, the main
well,
menu will have
but the new, yeah, the scrolling is kind of, you have to scroll all the way to make it new.
But if you
if
hold
it
in,
click,
it's a scroll and click, so you hold
okay,
it in.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah,
like that's
yeah. And okay, so the voice recognition is also just possible, you can't really see it.
No.
Yeah,
and would you have the logo?
Very good. And it's with the black and yellow, you're even in the right colours.
Yeah. So catch.
Yeah, I think we could do the logo in grey, as it is on the website.
Yeah, the resources
there.
Yeah.
So
you can have a
let's have a test it out.
Looks like a carrot.
And it's a sort of intermediate colour, I guess.
Yeah. Oh. It does feel cold and slimy. I hate Play-Doh, it's just minions. But yeah, oh, that's cool.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe if we go on to evaluation criteria, and then we'll... But I suspect we're going to have a couple of minor finance issues, but we'll see. I'm sure we can get around them somehow. We'll just send all of our manufacturing to some nice poor country and cut some of the prices that way.
Wales,
for example.
Cool. Okay.
Marketing expert.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So what we're going to do is prepare the evaluation of the new design. So we're going to be using the 7-point scale. So one is, you know, yes, it totally meets what that requirement, and seven is, no, it really doesn't, we need to go back and start again. You know, basically what I did is I went through all the like user requirements and things that we've done and we've worked on and like made a list of them, you know, so that we can evaluate each one. And, like, so it's about going back to the start and saying, oh yeah, we did manage to do that, or oh no, we really forgot about that. Okay, cool, so these are what they are. Oh.
So for each of these we need to give it a 1 to 7, is that right?
Yes, I did have A, B, C and D on here, but it seems to have turned into just
dots,
points.
Never mind.
But if you can imagine, what they say A, B, C, and D, and that would be really weird. Yeah, but then it's definitely attractive.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, the locatable thing we actually forgot.
Well, I thought we'd kind of said that you'd have a little thing to stick on the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall I just prepare
one? Just
one?
Prepare one now.
It'll be red, so.
I reckon it's
7 wasn't the maximum,
yeah.
I go for 7.
7, yeah. It's terribly sexy.
Also,
if I
have the palette,
yeah.
You say that will be a 7. No, you can't watch that 7 there. Okay, what I've done on the next page is I've set it up so we just put the marks in.
Ah, okay. Excellent. Except we can't.
Yeah.
Are we
can.
Yeah,
then, yeah, I'll take a note, it's fine.
Okay, so we're all agreeing on 7 today?
Yeah.
Cool, okay, does it match the operating behaviour of the user?
I think it does.
Yeah.
The only thing that we were considering was that this thing is kind of more for right-handed people than for left-handed people. So if you're left-handed, you kind of like
we might want to do like another version which is like exactly the mirror image of this one.
Yeah. That's going to be a problem because you don't always have all left-handed or all right-handed in a family.
I think it's not a huge problem because
I think left-handed people are already used to discrimination
but I mean because it's not like it's a pen, you know, left-handed people can't normally write right-handed but they can normally do most things right-handed, so
right.
I would say it's not such a big issue.
Yeah, because I mean anyway right-handed people would be able to spell
yeah.
it, so
yeah.
the
I mean
majority
you
are right-handed.
You can use your finger to scroll rather than your thumb.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that does kind of negate the whole RSI issue.
Mm.
So, maybe we need to put that into a little bit of investigation. Maybe give it a 5, I would say. What do you think?
Or maybe 6
because
it's just one.
Yeah, I think for I mean most people are right-handed, so in terms of our greatest target group, I think it's pretty good. But we might want to flag it for management. They might want to.
Okay.
It might be a little clumsy when it opens up, right? So it opens on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, but we have it mostly with the hinges
So
it won't be a problem. It will be. And it will be, it won't be heavy.
I think the alternative is flipping from the top.
Yeah, but it's
the length
long.
Is going to be just
a little bit long. Well, I mean, it can be open like this, of course.
But you were thinking about making it smaller, yeah?
This kind of makes more sense.
So
and
have
two,
to
it might interfere with the IR channel.
Yeah, but if we flip it open only as much as that.
Okay.
So it works like a mobile phone flipping, but you know, as long as that side's flat, then that will work. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, C. Are we admitting defeat on C, or are we saying we're
going to
stick a locator
in
the
screen? No, we're going to put a
locator.
There's
our locator.
Cool. So that just
taken TV.
That doesn't mean anything to speak on it. Make it beep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But the sample speaker is included, so it has some capacity to do.
Yeah.
Something to make some sounds.
So that's 7,
Fabulous.
D. Intuitive.
if this means intuitive, if it means the way people kind of are used to finding things, and it's.
Yeah.
I'd
say 6. Because, the standard layout for numbers is 3, 3, 3, and 1. Rather than the way you've got it. And I really like the way you have it, but it's not the immediate thing that you're used to.
Yeah, and
even the scroll, it's a new technology, so
might be
a little more difficult for people to get used to in the beginning. So it is kind of not very intuitive, but it's a good technology.
But it's something that they will be experiencing in a lot of different places soon.
So should we maybe say a 5?
5?
It is intuitive, but it's different, so.
Yeah.
Do you know, I mean, it's obvious how to use it, but you might have to think about it first. So
we
give that 1 5, do you think? Okay.
I'm happy with 5.
Can give
you
a 7
and
everything, so.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're accepting this. It has taken a little while, hasn't it? Intuitive. Sorry, it's really hard to write. It's just went a bit mad to me. Okay, cool. I guess this comes back from this whole B thing that's in here. So, possibly for left-handed. Investigate.
Yeah, but otherwise it's superb.
So, should we give it a 6?
6.
The ergonomic design, well, I mean, I don't know, I mean, the repetitive stress things, but then who would be really pushing the button so much on the remote control anyway?
Yeah, unless you are all the time sitting.
Yeah, so it's kind of...
Well, we banned them from...
I
think
it's tech today, you know, and I never got a repetitive injury from that, so I find it quite hard to believe, to be honest.
Yeah.
And moreover, it has the LCD and everything, so that,
we
really might be pressing other buttons.
Yeah.
Okay, so
6?
Yeah,
voice control, have 7.
Oh, I'm not going to show you the things over there. You have bullet points there.
Ah, that's the second one. So you must have changed it on this one where it's got score, but not on the previous slide.
So it has voice control.
G. Technologically innovative.
It's the most sophisticated remote that I've ever seen.
But in terms of the actual technology, none of it is actually new.
We have the sample speaker as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
all of the components have been used in other things before.
But they were relatively new.
What do you reckon? 5, 6?
Yeah, 6. I mean, how far can you go with a remote control really? It still has to do what it has to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, everything has been used in space before it gets to anyone else, really, hasn't it?
Space remote.
That's it.
Put fashion in electronics.
Absolutely.
Yeah, isn't it fashion? Yeah, sure. The maximum.
About 6.5. Close enough.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty good, I think.
Now I'll wait until we get to the finance and then we'll see if we can afford it. That's all you've got at the moment, or did you have anything more?
No.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. So, finance, and we'll see if we can unscrew this first. I'm sorry, this is kind of just... Beautiful. Not anymore. Give them a signal. Okay, so we've looked at the prototype presentation and the evaluation criteria, and now we have to calculate the production costs. So I've got an Excel spreadsheet to help us do that. Can you read that? Almost. More or less. I started filling it in, but of course, these are provisional, so we have to go down. No hand dynamo, right?
Yeah.
One simple battery, no kinetic energy, no solar. The chip, we're going for an advanced chip on print. We also said the sample sensor and sample speaker.
Yep.
Single curved surface so that we can fold it.
Yes.
Case material, we said rubber. I don't know what special colour means.
I think this is probably special colour.
It could be.
Yeah, but rubber comes coloured.
Rubber comes coloured. Maybe it's like if you want titanium coloured or wood coloured, it's
maybe
different.
Maybe you want some kind of pattern thing.
Yeah, let's leave it as zero because it's easier.
Yeah, you might end up having to take off.
We're definitely going to have to. So we've got push
sensor.
Button and then...
We have scroll wheel as well.
scroll wheel with push button we had, no? It's for the muting.
Yeah, we had for muting, yeah.
Yeah.
And we have also display
and button supplements.
No.
No.
Yeah, but what do we have also display, but the
The spinning wheel's not there. I think maybe it's integrated with the LCD display.
Yeah.
I think the push button. Oh.
But then you have.
I don't know if that's one.
I mean, you can only have 25 push buttons in total, doesn't it? Not counting anything.
Yeah.
Still being budget.
That seems unlikely. Push.
Whether
push button means that.
We have to count all
count
all
by
all
button, or do we? I don't think that makes sense.
No, it says
what is the kind of interface? If it is push button, then you get a 0.5, it's a scroll wheel. So we put it's push button and scroll wheel and LCD display.
Yeah.
So that's the three kind of interfaces.
Yeah. So as we can see, that's way too expensive down here.
What's
our budget? 12.5.
Yeah, the sample center will have to go because that's the most expensive thing.
Yeah, so that has implications though for the speaker.
It doesn't have for voice recognition, but it does have for the feedback speaker. That when you say, when you press one, it
says
the
locator.
Or it says hello.
But that's a bit of a gimmick anyway.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And the locator also goes away.
But it was very innovative.
Yeah.
So that means no locator, is it?
Well,
I mean,
what does it mean?
Sample speaker is expensive, but we could just have some very, very easy device, like just beeps.
Yeah, because the sample speaker was, I think, more complicated than just a beeping thing.
There you record your samples.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Also, in the case, I'm not sure that you will evaluate this as a curved surface because it's just rubber, so it's probably a flat surface rubber.
Right, so we need 150 off.
See, I'm going to say the scroll wheel push button thing, because...
Take it down to just a scroll wheel. That we could do...
So that means that we can press...
Yeah,
how
then,
do
we would be
in
the project.
In the LCD? In the LCD we can scroll, right? How do we make a selection if we cannot push
No,
button?
No, you can push this one, but we don't have a push button. We don't have this muting mechanism for this.
Well, you just have to...
You can have to scroll it straight, roll it straight down for mute.
So
no,
that's
0.3. But hey, it's the scroll wheel. I thought we were referring to this as a scroll spinning wheel and push button thing.
But, I mean, we can put an additional mute button on the top as well.
Yeah, I mean that wouldn't actually cost any more. That's the spin wheel though, isn't it? Didn't that come with the LC?
That's with the LC.
That comes with the LCD?
Yeah.
We decided because it's not on our list.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is...
The scroll wheel is on the side.
So we are adding costs for both. Okay, I mean, it's a good...
So we're 0.3 over.
We're 0.3 over at the moment.
Unless we just take off the scroll wheel altogether and just have push buttons for the volume. Could still put them on the side. But
yeah.
I mean, the scroll wheel is pretty cool, but...
Instead of scrolling here, we have two buttons here, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah.
Rather than having three different things that people have to do.
Okay.
There we go. Oh, look, we're way under budget. We'll make huge profits and we'll all get bonuses.
And we could connect to the single curve and stuff, couldn't we?
or that we have to have some sort of special colour.
Yeah.
So that's all right. We'll leave it at that, and then I can send it back to management and say we weren't quite sure about the colour. If that costs extra, that we've still got some space for it.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. So did we lose? On our evaluation criteria as a result of doing that?
No, not really.
Because we keep all the features, we keep voice recognition, we keep LCD display.
Yeah.
Instead of having scrolling, we just
got
rid
of a gimmick that was never in there anyway. And the scroll wheel is, I mean, essentially the two buttons there is not a great difference.
Yeah. All right then.
But we lose the locator.
We're going to have a beep.
Well, we are going to have a beeping thing.
So it's not the speaker.
But yeah,
yeah.
It's not like sample speaker, but it will just beep. So we still have the locator.
Yeah.
That's not a very exciting colour. I think you should make it more vegetable-like.
Which colour? The colour of the phone or the colour of the...
Oh, the beeper thing.
Well, it can be yellow as well. It can come in the same colour as that.
Because we won't have run out of our pot of Play-Doh with that.
Yeah,
it's
going to vibrate. You know, your pen vibrates.
Yeah, I know, my pen vibrates. But only for a very short time. Okay. So, looks like we've designed a banana. Well done, team. We've just got about 10 minutes or so left of the meeting, so it would be good if we could just have a little talk about the project itself and how it went, so that we can feed back to the management for next time they're designing a product.
Cool.
Feedback, ideas?
Yep, and as far as creativity is concerned, yeah, I think there was room for creativity. The only problem being that at the end we had to cut some things down because
mm-hmm.
of the budget we had.
I think one thing that was lacking was that we did not know what the various things cost to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we kept adding things randomly.
Yeah.
So
if we'd had that sheet at the beginning, we have the gadgets, we
yeah,
can have
that
lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah,
work together
yeah,
and see
yeah,
what we get.
So all the random decisions at the end, I think.
Yeah.
But in terms of the process of going and working individually and then coming back to a meeting, that worked.
I think
in
the
terms
meetings were so regular, you know,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't like you were alone for very long, so you didn't go off and think, wouldn't it be great to have a vibrating
mm-hmm. banana
shaped like a banana, and then you know, come back 3 days later and just go, look, it vibrated.
Yeah, the memes were very, very good, the memes we used.
Mm-hmm. The whiteboard digital pens. We
like
the
pens. I want one, that would just be so cool to do all your own.
Yeah, you could take it to lectures and just write stuff down and
yeah,
have it printed out
yeah,
when you
yeah,
got back
yeah,
to the office.
Great.
I wonder what memes cost.
Do you think they'd notice if one went?
I don't think you should say that was the recording.
Okay.
Cover the microphone.
Yeah, but
okay,
that worked well having a whiteboard that we could draw on as well as having the PowerPoint, because I find that the problem with PowerPoint often is that it's so static and you can't change
it
once you're in there.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and this time also the time limit that actually
yeah,
preparing the
thing
mm-hmm.
flew in. You didn't have the whole whooshing thing because there wasn't time for that. So
yeah,
yeah.
That's all right, that always irritates
not
me.
Not that you can do that on the board either.
Yeah.
You can mix and
but yeah, but I mean, already just preparing the slides before.
Yeah,
before
totally.
The
I mean, that
yeah,
was fairly tight. Anyway. Mm. I mean, especially with that last minute alteration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
considering brackets. This has just had to be changed. And yeah.
Yeah.
We're supposed to say nice things about Jen now.
Presumably. You don't need to say nasty things as well. I have
I
no stake in it.
Yeah, definitely. You won't like it a dictating video, so that was always good.
You have to say that because I'm taking the notes. Mm-hmm. I'll leave the room and you can
and
have
then
another
you've got
go.
The pen, you want to
better
and
than that.
Teamwork,
than
I think
it worked quite well.
Yeah.
Did anyone feel that they were getting sort of covered up and not being able to say their bit?
I guess it was a fairly small group, so all of us got to express our opinions.
New ideas found. Not
well,
quite sure what about.
It's new.
Yeah.
It's a novel solution for a remote control, really, all this flipping
yeah,
open thing. And
I don't know, I didn't do shopping for remote control.
Yeah,
maybe
somebody
already
like there wasn't anything, and none of my examples was like this, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be looking at it next time I need
yeah,
to buy an
essay.
That looks fooling us. You should even
maybe we have a patent on this one.
Banana
like
remote.
I think the idea has been new, but we've got no way of finding out.
Yeah. Well, you can always go to Google and type in banana remote control slip vibrate. And
yeah, but that just came up with like
nothing that you really want. True. Yeah. Okay. So costs are within budget.
Yes.
Well, within budget, including a little. What have we got? €1 left over for bits that we didn't foresee. We've evaluated the project. You've got the scores. Can you put that in the project documents file? It's in there already. And the process we all didn't really have any major problems with. Was there anything that you found difficult or anything that didn't go as smoothly as you'd hoped?
My main difficulty was the time pressure.
Otherwise,
yeah, sometimes it's like a little bit rough.
I thought that was good though, because it took you too much time and you got nothing to do with it. Although we could have made the hours, but we had
Yeah.
time.
Okay then. I think we're still well within our
time.
We've got about 5 minutes left, but if we finished, then we're finished.
Yeah.
We're just too efficient, and you should never drag a meeting on just because you have extra time.
Yes.
So I would say that's the end of that meeting. Thank you, team. It was a very productive day. And
poor animals on the board again.
No.
No.
You can make some animals.
I
don't get
my. It's a minion. It smells so bad.
It doesn't?
It feels
very nice. It smells very sweet.
Right, so we have to complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary when they send it. I don't know if it's already sent or not.
No, it hasn't
yet. And presumably
do
I have to.
Do we have to go back into the other room or put
you
in here?
I don't see why you can't stay here, really.
Okay, it's near me.
Did I say this one? Production cost.
I made your own more for you.
It was supposed to be pink.
Yeah.
But it was blue on the board.
One.